Okay, so this is it. This is the first podcast. Y'all motherfuckers are gonna get to hear it. Been wanting to do some gay shit like this for a while, just get some shit off my fucking chest. There's some little kids playing baseball outside. That's sweet, I like that. Need more of that shit. You know, kids nowadays are fucking soft. They don't fucking do anything. Sit around and play fucking Fortnite all goddamn day. Yeah, Vance, that's your kids. They just sit around. What we need to do is we need to sign them up. Get them out there swinging a fucking bat. Yeah. Because they ain't going to do anything for them. What are they going to do? Grow up and be professional gamers. I understand that that's becoming a thing that people are actually starting to fucking do. And that's starting to blow up and become famous. But I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just fucking idiot. I'm a bigot. I don't know anything. I'm a stupid fucking idiot. And that's true, man. I really am. But I don't know. I just think that kids need to get out and fucking do something with their lives. Otherwise, they're going to grow up and become these fucking fat, purple-haired losers that just sit on their fucking ass all day. Popping Zans, bruh. You know, I love my fucking lean, bro. Gotta have it. Shit's fucking fantastic. Anyway. I went off on a fucking dumbass tangent there. I wanted to talk. Let me pull up my fucking notes. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to talk about. Everybody wants me to go out. I'm not going out. I'm staying home. I've been staying home a lot here lately, but that's just because I'm a fucking loser. And I don't do anything but stay home all day. But, yeah, I don't really want to go out. Like, these kids out here living the life, doing more than me. Look at me, I'm a fucking hypocrite. Oh, you're saying that these kids are playing video games and shit, and I'm just in here on my fucking computer being a fucking loser. While all these fucking cool people are out here, neighbors, you know, families and shit. I need to start a fucking family, dude. I'm a fucking goon. And become one of these fucking 40-year-olds that fucking don't have a girlfriend, don't fucking do anything, just play fucking Call of Duty, and Lord knows I'm fucking good at Call of Duty, bro. 1v1 me. 1v1 me, Sammy. That's the name of my cat. Sammy, 1v1 me. 1v1 me, bitch. I'll quickscope your ass. Yeah. You heard me? Little bucket. She don't want it. She don't fucking want it. She don't want the smoke, bro, that I be bringing. But yeah, anyway, I've been staying home. I want to get this fucking podcast shit underway. So I had to clean my house because my house is a fucking wreck. And I can't start anything or do anything or anything when my house is dirty. It just distracts me from everything that I'm fucking doing. So I went ahead and cleaned that up. You know, speed, Mr. Clean on a whip. Pull up, skirt. I'm fucking little pump. Gucci gang. Drinking some ice cold Coors Latte. Fucking delicious. Can't recommend it enough. Okay. Stay home. Yeah, okay. Sweet. I do need to get out more. I was talking about going frisbee golfing. Me and my bros used to do that shit all the time. Sammy, quit looking out the fucking window. But I'm going to help. I got a good fucking arm. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I do. I got a good fucking arm. I can sling a driver. I don't know all the fancy shits about fucking over or under, but what it does, like an over disc, overstable, hooks your normal way like to the right or some shit, and understable goes to the right and overstable goes to the left. If you're right-handed, mind you. It's just the way it comes off your hand. I'm fucking boring you with some gay-ass shit right now. God damn it. I was going to be fucking cool and talk about cool shit. I got to... God damn. If starting this podcast was going to be was a pain in the ass. You know, I had no idea what the fuck I was going to do. I had to find all these fucking programs and fucking run this shit. And I've had the microphone for a while, but I never fucking got around to doing this gay shit. But I do now. So all y'all motherfuckers can suck on a slob on my knob. Corn on the cob. Something. Oh, I my little brother Snapchatted me because I'm popular. Oh, fuck. I got a... this motherfucker. Yeah, what a bitch. Yeah, I got a new fucking car. It's just this little fucking gas getter. It's a little Kia Forte. It's nothing special. But I was like, you know, I just sent a quick little snap out. Let the world know. Your boy upgrading. Your boy's doing something. So I sent a little snap out. You know, boy's whip. Right here. Look, I'm fresher than a motherfucker. Better than a mother. And my little brother, you know, of course he says, acting like a Kia's cool. A Kia is cool. You know what? They're Japs. At least they know how to make a fucking car. God damn. Of course, I never had any problems with my truck. I had a Ram 1500, and I never had any problems with that motherfucker until I drove it into a fucking lake. And that's different. That's time for a different story. You know what? I'll fucking tell you the story. Get some actual fucking content on this podcast other than fucking me talking about kids playing baseball. They're still out there. They're grinding, man. They're trying to improve their game. Good for them. Good for you, kid. Good for you. Fucking love it. Anyway, so my truck. Yes, I have a Ram 1500. I've had that thing for about 5 years. Never had any problems with it, man. Not one fucking thing. And you know how everyone likes that fucking talk shit on Dodge and Rams and stuff, but I never had any problems with it. And all these fucking cars, they're all the same shit, dude. If you buy them and you treat them right, they should last forever. Now, there's always some fucking lemons out there, you know? But what are you going to do? If you get one of those, you're fucked anyway. So, but yeah, there's been a lot of flooding around where I live here recently. And, oh yeah, that's the stuff. There's been a lot of flooding. And I was headed to work, and everything was closed, man. Every fucking thing, like every road, every way to get to work. And I got to drive 15 minutes to another town to get to my fucking job. And I don't know, man. The shit was closed. So I drive down from where I normally go down the fucking highway. And I'm heading off probably a mile. And I turn down this first gravel road because I'm going to take this gravel around and then try to just get over where the river's at, you know. Maybe somehow down there there's a fucking entrance. And I'm already running late at this point. So Lord knows your boy's hauling ass. And I fucking get down this road and there's a low water bridge and it's fucking flooded all the way up. I get out and I throw a rock and I listen like I'm some sort of fucking expert. Like I hear a splash, but I hear a boom. I'm like, oh, that's pretty deep. Because, you know, I'm perfect at reading the sounds like kapoom or kapah. You know, I know what that means, bro. I've been doing this shit for a long time. I've been a professional rock throwing in lake motherfucker for a while now. I think I know what the fuck I'm doing, right? So I'm like, okay, that's probably a little too deep. Your boy gonna turn around. I turned around. I went back up on the highway. And I went down another mile section. Now I'm coming on this one. And this time I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, fuck. I'm gonna be fucking late. So I get out. And I throw a rock. And I hear a kaboom, kaboosh. Shit, that shit sounds shallow as fuck. I know what the fuck I'm doing. I dodged that last one, didn't I? You know? So I fucking hop back in the truck. I'm like, oh shit. Here we go again. And I fucking get in that motherfucker, throw it in drive, and I just fucking hit it. And I'm going, and about halfway through this thing, my truck just fucking dies. Halfway through. And the water's, it's fairly fucking high. But when it dies, I keep rolling a little bit. And I never let off the gas. I'm not stupid. I know that, I guess whenever you let off the gas or some shit, it lets water flow back. If you keep it floored, pro tip out here, listen to the guy who flooded his truck, save you guys from not flooding your trucks or your fucking little Ford Fiestas or whatever the fuck you drive. So I fucking, if you lay on the gas and you keep it hammered down, supposedly, no, I can't fucking say it works because I don't have a fucking truck now. But supposedly, if you keep her hammered down, then the water will not flow back into your exhaust and get inside your engine. I guess. So that's what I did. But it didn't fucking matter because it didn't work. I'm assuming that water just came up over the engine and went in it that way. Because I hit it pretty fucking fast. Do it for Dale! So I did it for Dale. And I fucking hammered her down. And I think the water flew up over the fucking over the hood a little bit and kind of flooded up the engine. But I kept the hammer down, so that wasn't the problem. So I wasn't completely stupid. And halfway through it dies. God, fucking going off, dumbass. So I'm halfway through it dies, and I'm stuck in the middle of this water. I'm like, fuck, dude. And now there's no way I go to work, so I got to call into work. You know, use up all your boys' vacation. You know, I had plans with that shit. Whatever, you know. Who fucking needs vacation? And I'm sitting in this fucking bottom of this fucking lake. Damn near, it's all the way up to the doors. After I rolled a little bit. And so I roll down the window. Fucking Dukes of Hazzard crawl out like I'm in some sort of fucking stock car race. Like fucking Fast and Furious. What fucking one is that? Two or three. Whatever one don't have Vin Diesel in it. And they made it gay. Granted, I do like that act. What is the name of that actor? Let's find out what the name of that actor is. I'm just gonna... Tyrese Gibson. Now, is that the name of his... Oh, yeah, Roman. So his name is Roman Pierce. But whenever they got rid of Vin Diesel, yeah, it was a good fucking... I don't know. It's a good movie. I dig it. I'll watch it. But I don't know. It's just not the same without your boy Vin Diesel. Rolling coal, baby. Because Vin Diesel's just a shit. I mean, he's got to be the coolest. Is he gay? I hear he's gay. Is Vin Diesel... I thought it'd be like the first one. Because I heard he's gay. Is Vin Diesel gay? Is Vin Diesel gay? Let's see. What the fuck is this shit? Nope. I guess he's not. My whole life's a fucking lie. Anyway. The fuck was I? God damn it. Oh, yeah. So, okay, yeah. I got it. So I'm crawling out this motherfucker. Out the fucking side door of this fucking truck. I'm getting out like the fucking dude off Fast and Furious. And I just deleted it. Fucking Roman. I noticed something Pierce. Some shit. But crawling out of it. And then I'm sitting on the... in the bed of my truck, you know, just sitting there like, well, here we go. I don't know what to fucking do. So I just get on my phone. I'm Googling up fucking tow trucks, AAA, shit, calling insurance. And then I have to wait there for fucking 45 goddamn minutes before anybody comes to get me out this motherfucker. And that was the... And I'm out in the middle of nowhere, mind you. I'm from Kansas. There's fucking nothing going on, this son of a bitch. So I'm just sitting there, and there's no service on my phone. I can make calls and send texts and shit. But you know how it is, bro. 2019, if I don't have 4G on this mug, I ain't using it. I don't have time to be waiting for no buffer. You know, I did that shit when I was a kid. I ain't doing it anymore. I paid top dollar for this shit, and I want the shit to load as soon as I click it. Yeah, I know it's fucking first world problems, but if I have to fucking wait for a video, I'm pissed. I'm gonna knock somebody's teeth out. This ain't the fucking third world, bro. We live in the US of A, greatest country on earth. And anyway, so finally the fucking tow truck comes and the guy gets out. Your typical fucking, you know, just homegrown, corn-fed fucking redneck dude gets out. Was like, closes the door, psh, grabs his hat off his head, starts scratching his head and stuff, real shit. And then stands and puts his hands on his hips, looks at me and goes, got her a little wet, did ya? Yeah, bro, I got her a little fucking wet. What do you think? Oh. I'll tell you, I can't stand Well, she's a little wet, don't you think? Fucking sea captain, eh? I put on my fucking sea captain hat. All right. I'm gonna go across this fucking ocean. Eh? I don't give a fuck what you're telling me. I'm gonna fucking do it. It's the worst accent. I have no idea what that was. Apparently, that's what sailors sound like, so... But yeah. Fucking weak. And this dude's a fucking prick. Bro, okay, I'm calling you. I'm paying you for your services. Get down in this fucking water and hook this fucking chain up to my truck. Because I'm telling you, it's all the way up to the fucking rear bumper, front bumper. And a little bit's coming in my door. So I'm getting some water inside the truck. And this motherfucker just kind of stands at the edge of the water. He goes, well, I'll throw you the chain and you hook her up. Worthless motherfucker. I called. And when I was on the phone with them, I told them that I was in the water. And that they were going to, like, you know, bring some fucking waders or something, you know? Oh, God. That shit still pisses me off this day. Because I remember that smug-ass look on that motherfucker's face. Anyway. So, yeah, he's standing there. Just outside of the water. Not doing anything. Just waiting for me to hop in this fucking water. And I'm wearing jeans and shit. I'm all ready for fucking work. All right? Fucking boots on and everything. So I hop out the fucking... I'm like, fuck it, dude. Hand me the fucking cable. Hands me the cable. I hop out. Boom. Bah. All the way up to my fucking hips. Forgot my phone was in my pocket. Thank God I have that fucking iPhone. Whatever good one is. The best one that's out right now. Because that shit would have ruined my phone. And I've done that a million times with other phones. And I'm glad it didn't happen again. Because every time it happens, I feel like an idiot. I swear I'm never going to do it again. And then I do it again. And it pisses me off. But so I real quick pull my phone out. I was like, oh shit, yeah. Threw it up on top of the truck, on the bed. And we hook it up. We pull it out of there. Yeah, everything went fine. But anyway, I ruined my fucking truck. My truck's fucking ruined. I hope that story was fucking worth you listening to. Oh, God. This was a terrible idea. And yeah. Fuck it. So, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so I fucking ruined the fucking truck. Truck's gone. Don't need it. No one ever fucking needs a truck anyway. What are you gonna haul? Manure? Yeah, to my fucking garden, bro. Because I have a garden and shit. Maters and shit. Taters and shit. Manure and shit. Oh, God. This kid's finally going inside. Good for them. You know what? It is getting dark anyway, so good for them. Good for them! I gotta go grab a beer. But you guys won't even know that. It'll just be like I was never gone. Boom, so I got a beer. See that? It actually turned into I had to piss. I had to do a whole bunch of other things. But you guys get the fucking fabulous internet and my editing skills. And you guys aren't even gonna fucking know how long it took. Could have been a day. Could have been two. But none of y'all motherfuckers ever gonna know. Sammy, come here. Okay. This bitch hates me. Good. I hate her too. Fucking worthless. Let's see here. Something else I was going to fucking talk about. Oh, I was writing shit down in my notes so I'd stay on track and not be a loser. Oh, okay. I guess I ran out through everything I was going to fucking say. Thank you for listening to this fucking bullshit. It's the first one. Plan on doing a couple more. Maybe if you like it or not, I don't know. Depends on whether I want to fucking do it. Because it was honestly a pain in the ass. Editing this shit. Fucking everything and all this fucking bullshit, but whatever, that's cool. Yeah, it's just something I always wanted to do, and I can say I did it. So, slob on my knob, come on, that cup, y'all, y'all's queen. All right, so I'm out of here. Fuck, I have ADHD. All right, I love you. Talk to you later. Okay, bye.